and welcome to Metaphysical Happy Hour. I'm your host, Cassie Clayton, and
co-host, Tracy Escobar. Hey! We're at it again. It's
Wednesday. We are.
They just come so quickly. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've had an interesting day, so.
Tell us about it.
I want to talk about it just for a second, because it's kind of an interesting, but before I do that, if you are watching on Facebook, on YouTube, comment, let us know where you're from, where you are commenting from. We have a great show today, so we're excited. But let us know who's here, who can see us. Hi, Keith. Keith is one of our biggest supporters, and he's out of San Antonio. Happy 222 day. Yeah, duh. I'm a medium. I didn't even realize it was 222 day. Did you realize it was 222 day?
I did. Ugh. But I'm a numbers person, remember?
Touche.
Pay attention to that thing.
Hey, hi, Mama Bankston. How are you? Welcome to the show. It's going to be a great one. So let me tell you what happened. I had a crazy thing happen last night while everybody's joining in. Hey, Jeff, watching from North Richland Hills. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, he's from Maine. I thought you were from San Antonio. Why did I think you were from San Antonio, Keith? I have no idea. Hi, Sandra. Anyway, everyone's coming in. So yay. So a lot of people don't know, but I'm having a major surgery tomorrow. And I'm a little freaked out. I was a little freaked out last night, like just getting, I don't know, you get hyper, you get anxious, I guess, when something major is about to happen. And so when I was sleeping last night, I woke up out of bed like about 1:10, probably 1:11. And I heard the name Mermare, something like that, Mermare. I was like, what the heck is that? And so I'm like sitting with it a minute. And then I remembered, crazily, in the back of my mind, it finally came up that my friend who just passed away in January, she used to call her mom that, Mermare, or something to that effect. It was a really weird name for mom, right? And so I was like, oh my God. And well, here she comes. See, I'm already getting tingles because they're coming. And anyway, so I talked to her for a minute and she gave me a message to give to her mom that she was okay and just some other personal stuff. And so, okay, I'm letting her go, I'm back to sleep. And then out of nowhere in the bedroom, it's crazy. I started seeing these purple blue swirls and two of them came and they started swirling together. And it was just so remarkably beautiful. And what people don't know is my friend who passed away in January, we were part of a friend group and another one of our five passed away 2 years ago in January of 2020. So we had two people passed away from the same friend group. So that just tells me, I think they're in spirit together and they came to see me and give me some peace because I feel so much better after that. So that is a crazy story. And then today I get in the car on my way to do my pre-op blood work and all that. And a single dime was sitting right on top of my gift, my sheer gift. And that dime is my sign for my dad. So I feel like I just got all kinds of goodies and magic. And so if you're listening, just know they're out there. Just ask for it. If you need it, they'll be around. So I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah.
That is
too cool. Yay! Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. And I kick off that story because we have a medium on today.
Yes, we do.
So before we get to her, what you got going on, Cassie? Anything coming up? Any shameless plug segment?
Shameless plugs.
It's our shameless plugs segment.
It's our shameless plugs. For me, just as always, I'm Cassie Clayton. I with Stargazers Unite. I develop websites, logos, and branding materials for all you light workers out there. So if you are starting your business or you are needing or you are wanting a revamp, there you go.
And let me tell you, she's really good at it. She does all of our graphics and everything here. Hey, Trudy. Yes. She did my website. So she is really the go-to person. She does a great job. So
yes.
I should stop telling people because then one day I'm not going to be able to use you. She's just going to be, I'm too busy. I'm like, no, that's not allowed to happen.
That's why I just hire more assistants.
Thank you, because I need my Cassie. So, yes.
I'm developing plans to keep everybody happy.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes.
So what do I have coming up? So my book, if you guys can see it back there, You Can Be a Medium, How a Red Couch Led Me to Mediumship and Turn My Pain into Passion, is available still on Amazon, and I'm happy to say it's doing really well. It's hit September, and we are selling copies every month, and probably like 30 to 50 copies a month, and so we're doing really, really good. So I just want to thank everybody out there who supported me, who bought the book, who left great reviews for me, and just overall a big shout out and a big thank you to everybody. So, and then what else do I have? I have a class coming up, so if you're in the DFW area, I am going to start an in-person development circle, spirit circle, and I'm going to be doing it at Miracles of Joy in Lewisville, Texas. So if you are in the area, come see me and let's play. Let's do some playing. I just love spirit. Awesome. Yeah.
And while we're still in our shameless plug, because I know our guest also has a couple of shameless plugs of her own. So we're going to go ahead and bring her on. We have Lauren Rainbow with us today. So welcome, Lauren, to the show.
We have a superstar.
Yes, we have
a star on the show today. I hope to be like you one day.
Oh, no. You are. Thank you for
welcome
having
to the show,
me.
Lauren.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
So let me give you your opportunity. Give us some shameless plugs. What you got coming up?
Oh, shameless plugs. Okay. Well, as you guys are finding out, I'm a psychic medium. I do a lot of shows. I'm more in New England. I get out and about to other parts of the world, but I do work a lot in New England, and I have some wonderful shows coming up. If you're in the New England area, with my friend Cindy Keza, we'll be doing some shows in Concord and Vermont. And if you know Cindy, she is from the Travel Channel. This girl is dominating the Travel Channel when it comes to mediumship and stuff like that. So she's pretty phenomenal to watch. And I am the, you know, speaking of books and stuff, I mean, I did, you know, co-author the mediumship training deck, a little card deck on how to connect with, you know, all kinds of things, mediumship and intuitive. And you can get that on Amazon.com as well.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, that's a little short form. Thank you.
Good stuff coming up. Good stuff. Our listeners always love mediums. They're all coming on. They come in and watch us from Facebook, from YouTube. So we're glad to have you. I'm glad to have you because I get to pick your brain too.
Pick away.
So as we get started, I always like to start the show with, tell us your, you know, we all have a story. We all got here somehow, some way. And I just think our stories can be very inspirational to those out there who don't know that anybody can kind of do this work. And I'm of the belief that anybody can do this work.
I agree. 100%.
It's your purpose. 100%. It's your mission. If you can stick it out, because it's not an easy road, by no means, it's not easy. But if you can get up every day and say, I'm not quitting, then it may be for you, right? Yeah. So tell us your story, Lauren. Tell us all about you.
My God, I have an interesting one. And I've been at this work now for over 20 years, so I feel old. I started, you know, I think like Tracy and Cassie, I think you'll understand that we all were weird, different children growing up. You know, we all had weird, you know, things that we are interested in. And I am a child of the late 70s and 80s, so it was weird. I grew up reading things like Stephen King and being fascinated with, you know, the characters who had, you know, the mystical qualities of, you know, being able to do things with their mind. I always thought that was fabulous. And as a young one, I also loved, you know, I had deep interest in weird places like Stonehenge and the pyramids and stuff like that. So as a kid, I liked these, you know, spiritual hotspots. But the mediumship side really kind of flipped the switch in my life. I used to be a news reporter. I love the synchronicity of spirit because my story is mind-blowingly synchronistic in the sense that I went to school, I studied journalism, worked for a newspaper called The Messenger. Where I covered death and dying every day. So my job was to be a hard news reporter. I was out in the middle of crime scenes and accidents and stuff like that. I quit that job because I didn't really want to write about that stuff. And spirit is funny. They moved me into another state in New England. I moved into a retired funeral home.
Oh my gosh.
And so thus began the interest in all things metaphysical.
Is that when it started? Yeah.
It really kind of, I was curious before, but that energy of the house that we lived in for a while really turned it all on. It just made it louder and a lot of weird things happened in the 2 years we lived in that house that were just undeniably spirit inspired, you know. Yes. I need to write a book about some of this stuff too, because it's just synchronistically amazing. I had come to a real place in my life in September of 2001, where I was feeling really connected with spirit and kind of lost. And then I got laid off on 9/10 of 2001. And so I woke up the next day on 9/11 unemployed. And of course, you know, the world was in a big shift. And 2 days later, I get a call from a friend of mine who's like, you know, I'm at this metaphysical shop and we're sending healing. We're doing a prayer circle for healing and this stuff. And I'm like, why don't you come along? And I'm like, you can do that? And they're like, well, you're unemployed and you're feeling psychic these days. Come hang out.
Yes.
So I literally got pulled into this metaphysical community where I worked in a shop for 4 years. I was put through a barrage of development from every healing modality you can think of, from Reiki to IET to shamanic work and developing mediumship alongside of that. So I definitely have a lot of metaphysical craziness going on.
Yeah.
And after about 4 years, I was starving. I was a starving artist. So, or a starving medium artist. How do you want to say? I was in my 20s, so it was easy to kind of just, you know, make
it's harder when you're my age to do that.
Yeah, when
you get used to the paycheck.
I started this when I was young and dumb. I say
young and dumb.
I could live out of my car and I didn't care. And you know, I just kind of started to put myself out there. This is even before Facebook. This is before MySpace. You know, we would find whatever you know, psychic fair we could do, or create psychic fairs, or just find ways to, with a little business card, get out there and do these readings, house parties, and. I was not thinking at that age this would be my life, though. I was like, okay, well, maybe this is a fun part.
Yeah.
And then the universe just kept bringing more and more opportunity and stuff my way. I stepped on the stage for the first time to deliver messages in 2008, and it has just been an upward climb since then. So the biggest thing I always teach is you talk about everybody can be a medium. And I believe that. I think at least everybody should learn to understand their intuition. I think at least everybody should learn to get in tune to their intuition. Because when you can learn how to navigate your life from an intuitive space, the what comes at you is phenomenally amazing, even though there's tough moments, like you were saying, Tracy. It's not easy. But the ability to navigate my life the way that I've been able to these last 15, 20 years has, I'm grateful. I'm just beyond grateful.
Yeah.
So that's short form.
That's a short story. I love it though.
Yeah. That's how it kind of got started. It took off from there and it's you know, exploded into a full life work. And like you said, a life calling at the same time.
Yeah. Kind of like my story. Mine, I wish it would have happened in my 20s. It happened in my 40s. And I'm like, really?
I can't imagine right now trying to go through that. So God bless you.
Really? And also, you know, like, you want me to quit? Really? No. But I learned about intuition too. And I just think it's so important. I've learned too, man, when I say yes without even overanalyzing, I just say yes. And I just know it's right. When I have to sit and I don't feel easy about something, I know it's wrong. 100%. I just learned myself, right? If I'm quick to jump at it, like I'll tell you, this whole surgery I'm having tomorrow, I could have not had it. It was either or, right? But something told me that you need to do this. And so there's something that tells me there's something else underlying that I just need to get it done, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't even a question. I had to tell the doctor, no, we got to do it. No questions, do it. I didn't go home and overanalyze it and sit with. So just learn yourself and learn your intuition and learn to trust that little gut feeling inside. When it says do, do.
If
it says don't, you're trying to trust and rethink it, and is it the right thing? Then you know probably it's not, right? Yeah.
I think the hardest thing for a lot of people with intuition, though, is also we have to say yes or no sometimes without having the answer yet.
Yes.
Or knowing why we're saying yes or no. You know, I've said preemptive no's to things that my body's like, this isn't feeling right. And then 3 months later, you go, no, I know why.
Yeah.
You know, and the hardest part, I think a lot of people struggle when we are intuitive, is we are the 2-year-old child, the why. But learning to be intuitive also means saying, I'm going to trust this moment. The answer will come when it's meant to reveal itself.
Yeah.
And not always easy.
And you're a teacher and I'm a teacher, and you get all those students who come in, well, wanting to know why or how it works. Or my biggest pet peeve is everyone who wants to know their spirit guide's name. Am I really? Which lifetime? Right? Because you just have this need to know. And I'm like, well, why do you need to know? Can't you just have faith that they're there? Right?
Yeah.
What does a name have to mean? Like, that's part of your growing process, is just to release it and just trust, right? Just trust, right?
Yeah.
We don't know what God looks like, but yet we trust in God and we trust in those things. And right? We're not asking, what do you look like?
Yeah.
Who are you? Right? And so trust comes a lot. And so I know that was a big part of my journey. Trust. I'll ask you this too.
Yeah.
You started young, so it's kind of interesting, but the biggest hurdles I had to overcome were three things. Fear, number one, still trying to overcome fear sometimes, right? So I had a mentor one time tell me, just say yes to everything and work it out later. If you have an opportunity come, you just say yes. Don't let the fear come. You say yes, and then you go.
That makes sense. And
then you go somewhere else. So that's what I'm doing. Fear, right? Trust and confidence. Those were my three biggest things, right? And then I had another mentor tell me one time, whatever's wrong in your mediumship is what's wrong in your personal development life, right? So I really believe, and I don't know if you
that's
believe.
That's a good point. It is.
Mediumship and development, self-development go hand in hand. And I think it's a journey together. So I don't know if you have that experience, but I had to become really self-aware. I had to go through my own healing journey to be able to even do this work. And it kind of opened things up. I started on a healing journey, which opened up my mediumship. So it was really strange that it happened that way.
For me, it was, I think, because I was literally 23, 24 when I fully dove into this study. And again, I was unemployed. I was, you know, really young. I was living paycheck to paycheck. I was I did three jobs at one point just so I could freely, you know, get all these classes. And actually my education spiritually, I had so much invested in me by the many teachers who would come to this, but they would just be like, Lauren, come sit in the class. You know, you don't have to pay or whatever. And it was like, you know, thank you, universe. I was broke at the time.
Yes.
But being so young, I think it gave me a different childlike wonder where I dove in, no questions asked.
Heads first, yeah.
You know, I didn't have, I had family sometimes around me that was like, what is Lauren up to now?
Okay.
Probably a phase in her life. She'll get over this, you know? Yeah. And it really, for me, was no brainer. I was all in. The challenge that I experienced in my early days and stuff I've come to really learn about spirituality. That's why one of your mentors is right. Say yes to almost everything.
Almost everything.
And I say that because I was put in a spiritual community where literally I was on the edge of a cult, actually.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I had to, at one point, listen to my intuition say, I need to step out of this community now.
Okay. Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, there were moments where things were coming at me like, say yes to this, say yes to signing this business agreement. Because now at 25 years old, that sounds like a good idea, but everything in my body said, don't do that. And I walked away from situations that would have put me in odd legal abiding agreements actually at 26 years old I wouldn't have known about. So there's, I say this only because spirituality is amazing, but at the same time there's a lot to navigate in our world.
That's true.
And I think you want to navigate this world with caution and trust so that you're aligning yourself with the right and best teachers for you.
True.
And also knowing that sometimes you have to walk away after a certain point, if the teaching is complete for you or the philosophy is shifting, because we are all growing and changing. And Tracy, I think in case, Cassie, I'm sure you can understand that we go through mental shifts ourselves.
Oh,
I've had periods of time in this 20 years where I've been amazing or I haven't been.
Yeah.
And I sometimes have to look at myself and go, maybe I shouldn't work a lot right now. Because am I having a hard time showing up to my sessions to the best that I can? So spiritual navigation, I think, is a passion for me. And in the things I'm teaching is really empowering people to not only be intuitive, but know when to say yes and know when to lovingly say no, something isn't working for me anymore.
There you go.
Know? Yeah. So I think that's, you know, a little word of advice, especially in this day where there are so many of us putting out information.
There are so many, right?
So many of us, you know, and in many ways, I think it's amazing. There's, as I'm sure you both feel, there's so much need, especially in the world of mediumship, for healing and connection right now. So we need really good, strong, ethical mediums who can meet that standard and do it well. But at the same time, there's also a large volume out there with a lot to say. So you, as individuals, we have to navigate who feels right, what teaching feels right, what makes sense. Yes. And your intuitive body can tell you that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Do you enjoy the teaching part?
I love it. It is it's the best thing. And, you know, wherever I can share teaching, collaborate with others as well. Mm-hmm. And always sharing the wisdom of the ones who have come before us is always a big thing for me too. You know, there's so many mediums in the last many decades who have laid amazing foundations for us to be able to do this work in this modern day world. And I think I love every moment of it and sharing all of that for sure.
Did COVID had an impact on you going online, or were you already working online?
You know, it did have a little bit of an impact. I had wanted to go online, but I had a really great working world here in New England.
Yeah.
It forced me, I had literally just got back from traveling too. So I brought, one of the things I do is I bring people to sacred sites, Egypt, India, Peru, and other places. I had literally got to Egypt with a group in February of 2020 as COVID is being announced.
Oh.
So we come back in time to lock down, and it was, you know, rush to get back into the country, finish the journey, get back in the country,
yes,
and then get online. But it was really easy because the need to be of service was just so clear.
Was there, right?
Yeah, it was a fast pivot for me. It was, you know, I already zoomed in and just kind of said, all right, how can we create space to support, heal, and whatnot. So 2020 was busy.
It was busy. It was a busy year. Like, I'm surprised. It forced me to go online and do a whole lot more online, but now I'd rather do it online. It's just, it's interesting. Actually, no, I lied. I had my first workshop not too long ago. I think like 2 weeks ago, my first in-person workshop in a long time. And I really love in-person energy.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is, I don't like teaching online because I feel that piece is missing. It's kind of stalemate, right? You just have like eyes looking at you. So being back in the in-person stuff, I'm like, yes, okay, this feels good, right? I can jump up and down. I can walk barefoot around. I can do all the things that I love to do. Yeah, I love teaching too. Yeah.
I was just doing that myself this week, and I was back in the room teaching. And like you're saying, Tracy, there's something missing. Online, it's still great, and we can, you know, Zoom rooms pair people up. But as a teacher, it's great to hear the buzz in the room when people are working and be able to, like, you know, pop around. What are you guys getting? What are you getting?
What are you getting? Yes. And have weird things happen in the room. Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, I miss it. I miss it. I know you've been doing this so long. You had a lot of training. How important do you think that is for the new people out 100%. There?
Oh, lifelong training, lifelong training. I mean, and my advice to anyone out there, I think a lot of people dive into intuition, psychic mediumship, or energy development, trying to find an end-all answer to who you are and what your purpose is. Yes. And I think you need to stop that madness and just go develop to where your intuition again calls you. I've trained in a lot of things that are more tools in the box than they are the main front of what I do. But I think ongoing training, still today, I'm finding new ways to develop or new things I want to study. And it's not just mediumship. I study a lot of different healing modalities or different cultures and their aspects as well. So I think as mediums, the more versed you are, the more languages you can speak in spiritual in terms. You know, think of it as like learning different languages. So by learning, you know, how shamans work, learning how, you know, different people take different philosophies gives me many languages I can speak to people. So to me, development is key. Always developing is key. Never stopping your development is key. The minute you kind of feel you're done developing, you're limiting yourself because this work is forever growing and changing. So I think for all spiritual people, mediums, healers, wherever that is, keep expanding as you're guided to. Know when you need a break sometimes too.
Yeah.
But always having some development in process. Right now, I am diving back into some shamanic roots. I like to do that I always say shamanism to me is like a sister to mediumship. We're both, you know, individuals who connect between worlds. I think shamans see a bigger picture sometimes. That mediums, we get very focused to the evidence of the afterlife, which is the goal. But in other modalities like shamanism, we see all aspects. We look at everything from the guides to the elements to all the different pieces. So I think having connections in multiple ways is the best way to enhance yourself and just be an all-around spiritual person and a constant developing medium. Yeah, it's many languages that are out there, and I think it helps you give less of a biased eye to different things. You can look at things from a more a space that's less judgmental, which I think as mediums is also important. You know, being able to meet people from a place of no judgment and just being there to hold the space of spirit is our greatest gift. And sometimes I think that can be complicated. So you want to always keep developing, and it's a psychic muscle. Some days it works better than others.
It really, really does. I told myself, I could easily, and this can be another issue with students, you can become a permanent student because you're too afraid to go out there and do anything else with it, right? There's like
exactly.
And so then be careful of that. But then also in my classes I'm starting to teach now, just because you have a gift doesn't mean you have to be a reader, because there's so much pressure in classes to become a reader. And I'm like, but some people just don't want that pressure and they don't want to do that, but they still want to connect. So what advice do you give on that part?
I think that's a huge thing, Tracy. And I'm the same way. A lot of people come to the classes thinking, or they come to the class because they want to be a reader. They want it to be a profession, which is also not easy.
That's good too.
For those of us who have done this work, you know, a lot of people, you know, will look at me and say, you've had a great career. Yes, I showed up a lot. I did a lot of work. I had to go through a lot of hardships to build this work and to, you know, show up and create the flow. But there's many ways you can express your spiritual abilities. If you're looking at specifically mediumship, you can be a death doula. You can you can do hospice work. I have some people who know that they're not meant to be a medium to communicate, but they want to help people in transition. You know, I have someone really beautiful who steps in to really help those who are consciously passing from perhaps a terminal illness or stuff, really create a spiritual, a passing presence, you know, and that's her calling, but she develops the mediumship to have more connection to this person's spiritual work and life as they're going through it. And you can be, you know, developing these gifts to just enhance your own life and work. Again, it doesn't always have to look like what we do. This is a calling. I think people should understand that mediumship is a phone call. My prediction, or my not my prediction, my desire when I was a kid was not to wake up one day and be a medium. That's not what's in my yearbook.
No, mine either.
Back then, it wasn't a career, you know, to be a medium. When I first heard of it, John Edwards was just on stage doing, you know, so now you probably will see, you know, people say, I want to be a medium one day. But when I started, that wasn't an option. It wasn't a career choice. You know, it was something I fell into, and it took a lot of sacrifices to make it happen. So there's many avenues that your abilities take you. My best advice to all of my students, develop the gift, develop the ability, even I hate to call them gifts even now because it's part of but develop the abilities to guide you, you know, by showing up to classes, by developing. And you're right, Tracy, there are some people who take too many classes and never put it somewhere. For me, it was taking classes, but then going out and doing a psychic fair or trying this or trying that.
Good.
And then, you know, the next offer, the next opportunity. You know, I took regular jobs that opened up spiritual opportunities for me too. So you really never know where that goes. So don't stress always about what it looks like. Just answer the phone, and by answering the phone and seeking, often the doors will open to where you bring it. The hard part, like you said, is getting over the fear and walking through the doors that open.
Exactly. And sometimes you just got to do it. You have to. You're never going to be perfect. And a lot of people want to wait until they're perfect, right?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen because you're going to get stuff wrong. I've been doing this 7 years now, and I still maybe get two things wrong in a reading. And I say, I don't even care about that. As long as I got the other 20 things right, that's fine. I'm done. I don't care.
And we learn over the years, Tracy, too, so many things is left up to how we interpret. So is it wrong, or is it just we didn't, you know, throw it out correctly, you know?
We didn't remember. That happens too. The people don't remember.
All the time. Right? All the time. And then you get the emails later. By the way.
So I didn't realize that. I had to ask my mom. I'm like, dang it. Yes. It's a fun, I don't know. I have fun with it. And sometimes I think I had a reading yesterday, and I just love it so much. I end up smiling through the whole thing. And I know I tell her, I'm so sorry. I know this is sad. She goes, no, it's actually helpful because I just love what I do. I love working for spirit. It's just, you know, it just gives me something. So who do you look up to?
Oh my God. And there's so many in this work. I've been blessed to work beside some amazing mediums. Love John Holland, good friend. He's been a mentor of mine in my life, and one who helped take me, you know, from, you know,
who says John Holland is your mentor?
A mentor, a friend. And I feel blessed for that. I look up to, you know, another mentor that I love in my work and I've been blessed to work with as well as Tony Stockwell's work is phenomenal to me as a medium. He pushes boundaries and he's modernizing, which I think is so important. He has a lot of the old traditional mediumship development, but really allows it to progress and into the modern world. I think, you know, we lost a dear one this year, Dana Newhavik and, you know, Mavis. You know, these are some that I felt blessed to have worked with that have, you know, now moved into a higher state so that we can step up and hopefully carry the torch as well as they did. So there's a lot of amazing mediums I look up to. You know, I look up to some of the folks like John Edward who put it out on TV for the first time and became you know, not only has he been amazingly, you know, for us, but he's also taken a lot of the hardship that comes with, you know, putting yourself out there the first time. So, you know, there's a, these are some folks I love. There's so many mediums out there.
I can name so many.
You know, but these are some of the people I've been blessed to work with and have mentored me and have helped me go to the next level and still support the work as well. So I feel so blessed in that set.
You are.
You know, I kind of have to weirdly go back to this is someone in spirit that, you know, that I also admire as a foundational grandfather to this work is actually Edgar Casey's work. You know, you go back to the 1920s and, you know, trance mediumship that we're seeing making a comeback right now as well. Trance mediumship is...
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
Especially on the East Coast. It's really hot.
Yeah, we like it here.
I have a cousin who lives in Virginia and Richmond, and I go there and I'll serve at a church and stuff. But man, everybody wants trance.
Yeah,
everybody wants trance.
Well, in Virginia's, you know, ARE, that's where Edgar Casey's work came from. And, you know, he was our pioneer of trance, but he also, his work, if you've ever, you know, dove into what he left behind, is the foundation of a lot of things we see today, you know, from the alkaline diets to conversations with God and, you know, concepts that we see in A Course in Miracles. Edgar was channeling that stuff way before. You know, there's one of our old ancestors to also give a little nod to. So there's some people who have done this work and laid foundations for us that are no longer with us that are just amazing to remember as well.
Well, I'm sure they loved all the shout outs. So thank you for that.
That's a good question. I've never really been asked that. Who do I admire? Well, there's a lot of people that work really hard.
There's probably a lot of my journey too. Very influential, but I like to ask because let's give them their kudos, right? So this is the fun part of the show. We're gonna have some fun, right? I don't know about you, but I've been making the podcast round. Have you been doing podcasts a lot lately or at all?
I've done, throughout the years we've been, you know, showing up on podcasts, which is awesome.
The weirdest questions I've been asked. And I'm going to ask you, because I think it's so much fun. I got put on the spot, so I'm going to put you on the spot. Okay, you ready?
I love it. Yeah.
I love it. Because they're stupid. They're stupid fun. But anyway, I got asked one time, if you were asked to go speak to a fifth grade class, how would you explain to them what you do for a living?
Oh my God. I actually think it would be easier to a fifth grade class than to adults. You know, I think I would talk to them about how I sense and feel energy and emotion around me and work with that to help navigate my world and, you know, bring it to a place of centering. But I have a feeling a fifth grade class would understand what we do better than we do right now.
Maybe. I'm in the great state of Texas where this is Bible country. So when I get asked that, I'm like,
they just might be more to themselves.
I was like, I ain't saying nothing. I wrote a book. I'm an author. That's all.
You put it out there in that form, honey. It's in writing now.
It's in writing. Tell your mom to go buy the book. I don't know. That was a hard question. Cause I was like, wow, am I being real here in Texas? I can't say anything, but I can kind of dance around the subject, right?
Yeah.
Being upset. All right.
I work with energy.
Energy. Second question that I've written down that I got asked. If you were to take what you do for a living and compare it to a food group or a food item, what would it be and why?
Oh, that is funny. Well, how would I relate it to a food group? I think I would, okay, this is exactly what comes out. So I'm not going to question. Okay. I would equate it to Indian food. Yeah. I just came back from India, which is also funny, but it's because it's spicy. It's got a lot of flavor. It's got a lot of different notes about it. And it's how what we do. It's got a lot of different ways in which our senses, are kind of activated to connect. So, as to me, Indian food activates all the senses and smells. I would say it would be like Indian.
You want to know what I said?
Yes, I do.
It should be a comic. I said it's like a bowl of spaghetti because everyone thinks we're a bunch of noodles.
That's a great answer.
No.
That's a great answer.
And it literally popped in my head, spaghetti. I was like, well, I'm just going to go with it. I'm really with the first thing that comes to me. That's what I'm going to say.
I love it.
So now is my own question that I like to ask all my guests now. And I'll tell you where it stemmed from. Back in October, I was asked to do a booth at the Hippie Fest in North Carolina. I said, how cool is that? Let's go to a hippie fest. And we had a booth and we did readings and stuff. And I'm a shirt maker, so I make shirts. So I made the shirt that you guys see today.
I love that.
Normalize talking to dead people. But I made shirts and in a hippie style, and they are, and it says you can't make this bleep up with the S word. Okay. You have a story. Can you pick one out of the air where you just can't make it up? It's that magical. It's that crazy of a story that it happened.
Well, and if you're like talking about spirit synchronicities, I think, you know, for me, let's see, there's so many, like which one kind of sets in.
Grab in the air. Okay.
So this is the one that came in, and I love this one because I think it, you talked about a little bit at the beginning with the connection of your loved ones in spirit. Mm-hmm. And so I really believe you can't make this, I won't swear, you can't make this stuff up. So my father has been in spirit for a long time. And one day I had said to him on this birthday, I said, Dad, I want to, you know, send you like a little happy birthday love. I want to know you're getting, you know, the sign. Here in New Hampshire, by the way, we love our vanity plates. Everybody has a saying on their license plate. So after I put that sign, you know, kind of that love up to spirit, I pull into a Dunkin' Donuts to get coffee. And the license plate in front of me has my dad's name, which is Lawrence, with all the vowels removed, right? And so this is even better. So I was like, okay, my dad literally, I see his name on this car. So here's the one up on this one. I was telling a couple of years later, I was telling a client about this synchronistic story of getting signs from spirit. I said, just this message. And I said, okay, so I'm driving home that day and I'm driving behind the same license plate with the vowels missing. Now, the funny part is the first time I saw it, it was an old Cadillac that was dying and it was like, you know, spitting gas out of it. It was a clunky old Cadillac. When I saw it on the second time, it was on a new Escalade. Is it the big white Cadillac? And I was like, oh my God, I think my dad just got an upgrade in spirit.
Oh, he got a new body.
It was the same license plate without the vowels on a Cadillac, but it was a much newer model. So I love those. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, but you know, to actually be telling people the story about the original encounter and then literally leave my office and drive home to it again. It's just, you can't make that stuff up.
You can't. That's a great story. Well, thank you for participating.
I think it's a great way to show that there, even our loved ones as mediums, we still get signs from. Just because we're mediums doesn't mean we don't receive, connect, and get messages from them. So I think that's a good question. I mean, I could go through a whole storybook of crazy stuff.
You should. That's what made me write my book. And that's why the title is How a Red Couch, because I call the Red Couch Medium on social media. And that's exactly what happened. It was from my dad too. So my dad died when I was 19, okay, tragically and unexpectedly.
Yeah.
And as I started this journey, I started meditating and developing my opening my stuff up, and I was getting visuals at that time. You know, in the beginning, they're very loud and proud. They make it really easy, and then they take it away.
Oh, yeah.
Very subtle. But at the moment, they were loud. And so I had this vision. I was hiking out. I was actually hiking in the woods when I had the vision. So I was hiking, doing a hike, and I had a vision of this red couch out in the middle of the woods. And I told my friend at the time, I was like, whoa, this just happened. He's like, oh, that's weird. I said, no. I just pictured a red couch out here in the middle of nowhere. So of course we're looking, there's no red couch. It's over. We go home, blah, blah, blah. But then, not even a week later, my dryer broke, like broke. And I had tons of laundry to get done. So we go to the laundromat and we decided to take a walk while everything was drying. And behind the laundromat is a like a lake. So we're just gonna go walk the lake. So we walk down the side of the building, we turn the corner, and right when we get towards the big pasture where the lake is, there's an abandoned red couch right there in the pasture, just sitting there. So now abandoned red couches are my thing. If anybody sees an abandoned red couch, please text it to me. That's I collect amazing. Them. I'm gonna get a table book of all the red couches I've seen. I went to Costa Rica in July. Tell me why. I went up to someone's door and asked if I could take a picture of their tattered red couch on their porch, and they let me for $2.
Oh. In every other country, they always want a fee.
Well, a fee to take a picture of my tattered red couch. But I did. I paid for it. So that's my story of synchronicity and spirit. And that's when I finally said, oh my God, this stuff's real. And I'm going to do it. Yeah.
It's so real. Yeah. It's
so real. I make that up. And it became my namesake. It became who I am. I tried to drop it, but it's just too good of a story that it just belongs to me. So I'm keeping it. I don't care what anybody
says. I think it's important to remember what gets us here too. And it's a journey. It's an exploration. Mm-hmm. And I love when they're bringing us signs all the time. You said something very important, Tracy. I loved hearing it because I think it's so true. Is there is that beginning stage where it's like a shiny new toy of everything all the time, flashing lights, Lauren go left, Lauren go right. And then it gets really subtle and quiet.
Yes.
And boy, when that happened to me years ago, it was almost depressing because I thought, am I done? Is this it? You know, and then it just, I always say it goes from out here to in here. You know,
yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, at first they're like so loud to get your attention, but then as you trust it, it just becomes a part of you. Yeah.
Did you ever hear your name being called? My name would be called in the house and no one was home. They're loud and now I don't hear nothing. I'm in my head now. Yeah. I just have to be so loud last time and I could hear you. And now you're gonna interpret what you're trying to say. So mean.
It's so true though. It's like, you know, you used to be like, okay, who? No, okay, no, it's just me being crazy.
I just love talking this stuff. Can I tell you really quick a Tony Stockwell story just because
Oh my God, I have tons of those I can share.
So
it's crazy.
Back in 2016, I was just starting my journey and I just got into a metaphysical store and they told me about Arthur Findlay College. And lo and behold, this is how spirit works. I already had come into some money and I had a month long ticket to England to stay with my friend who's an expat. I'd already booked it. I was already going in April. And now all of a sudden I'm in this metaphysical store and they're telling me about Arthur Findlay just right outside of London, Stansted. And I was like, ooh, I gotta go, right? I'm already going. I got a plane ticket. I'm spending a whole month in England. And so I get to the school and I get in the elevator and there's this tall blonde man with his suits, right? And I think he's a student. And I say, oh, do you come here a lot? Trying to make conversation. And he's so humble and nice. He's like, yep, I'm here a lot. I'm here a lot. And then he gets out. And then as the door closes, the other girl's standing starts laughing at me. I'm like, what? She goes, you don't know who he is? I'm like, no. It's like the best medium in England and the UK. I was like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. So every time I saw him that week, I'm like ducking, I'm hiding. I had no clue who he was.
Oh, and he's so humble. And for him, he's probably like, oh my God, really? For what? Yeah. Somebody who's not like.
Somebody who doesn't know me.
He's so modernizing the work in such an amazing way. It's been like, we did a journey to India together in 2019 and I was just, you know, blessed when he said yes. And, you know, India is an amazing country to move people through. It's not easy. And it's going to be hard where I've done it before, but he's coming to India for the first time to teach in some of the best trance I've ever seen that man do. What, and I've been blessed to see him do like a lot of real life trance, but the best I've ever seen him do was when we were working, he was in Haridwar and which is on the Ganges in the river. The river is like flowing right by him as he's in trance and the stuff was amazing. I was like, okay, hotspots. How many hotspots in the world can I put your energy on and see what happens?
See what happens. How crazy. Yeah. I gotta go amazing. With you someday. I love to travel. That's my favorite.
Oh, it's really, you know, we do these wonderful journeys, and you know, bringing people to these sacred sites, I think, as a medium too, is so important to access. You know what? You know, the pyramids were built where they were built for a reason. These places mm-hmm. in India, Peru, these were created by, you know, our ancestors for a reason because of the energy that they have. So I have a little bit of an addiction, maybe, to get to these places. Yes.
I'm doing my first retreat in April. I'm hosting my first one in April. I'm taking 9 women. Cassie's going. We're going to Belize, the Mayan ruins, and
nice.
All that stuff. Yeah, so we're super excited about that. I'm excited. My first time doing a retreat, putting it together. So I'm super, super stoked about it. Yeah,
it's amazing to work these places and to work with our abilities in places like Belize is what I want to get to. So I'm excited because these sites magnify us.
Yeah.
You know, so by being near the temples and the pyramids and stuff in the, you know, I think it's the Mayan energy that
Mayan ruins are there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so every time we go to these places, every time I come back from a trip, you know, I've been back from India now for a week and a half. And
doesn't your abilities heighten?
I'm sorry, what?
Do your abilities heighten?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
every time. And it's especially the first few weeks, too. It's like you're really high. And then after a while, it kind of comes back to normal. Like, okay, I need to go somewhere again. Where can I go?
I went to Costa Rica and visited the Jesus tree. And that did something to me. I cried all day. And then I came back so connected. It was just, yeah, there's something about travel and these places that are so special. So I agree with you. I could talk all day, but oh, we got to do some kind of readings. Anybody want a reading? Anybody? Leave us a comment if you want us to pull a card, if you want Lauren to connect to something. Let us know what you want. And Lauren, can you see the comments? It says comments at the top. You see where it says?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, if you click over there, you can see people. They'll start talking. Like Sandra Varela says, me.
Yep.
Is there a question, Sandra, or a couple
questions?
People?
Sandra wants you to connect to her son.
Ah, okay.
That's up to you.
Do we have time for mediumship on this one?
We could do a real quick one, yeah.
Okay. So Sandra, if you're there, if you guys want, I'll kind of reach out there. I think it's just a matter of if she has ability to answer some of the questions. So Sandra, if you're there, I'll try to do a connection for your son here from Spirit. So just give me a second to see what kind of wants to step in here. And of course, Tracy, too, I'm happy in co-linking if you feel things that pop in as well and you want to pop some in there. But Sandra, I do feel like when you're connecting with the sun, though, I do feel like I'm coming into someone who might be more adult, young adult kind of years or so. And I feel like I have a fast passing that seems unexpected or quick in his transition. I'm also getting a sense that he has kind of an outgoing personality and a feeling that a lot of people, he might have been kind of friendly, knowing a lot of people for his age and energy around him. I keep saying yes.
Yes, okay, good.
You're doing perfect, Sandra. I'm also getting the feeling that as I stand with him here, he feels like I'm getting a little bit of a physical, kind of a stronger height, strong looking kid. I don't know if he was a bit athletic in some ways, but it almost feels like there might have been a time where either running or some kind of physical activity might have been kind of significant in his life. So I know there's another, I don't know when that one kind of popped in. And I'll say this really quickly. I feel Sandra, as he steps in, he comes to you as a son that feels like his mom and son. You were rather close. He kind of feels trusting to you, but he feels apologetic for the time and the manner in which he passes. If you can understand that from him as well. I'm also getting the last piece I'll kind of put here. He's okay. I keep feeling he's okay and that he's doing, finding a sense of peace. I don't know if there's a sister, by the way, here in the living for him as well, but I feel like he's connecting to a contemporary, a young girl that feels like a sister or a connection that needs a bit of a hug and a bit of assurance from him as well that he's doing okay here in this sense. So Sandra, I hope that kind of helps a little bit as a quick link.
Yes, sister. Yay! And I pulled a card for you just to give you a small message from him. And it says, there's a stream of love supporting your dreams. So just know he's there. Although he's not here physically, he's on the other side, showering with love and helping support your dreams. So keep living, right? Keep living. Okay. Yeah. All right, Cassie, I'll let you pick the next person.
All right. I am going to.
You're welcome.
Why don't we go with Elva?
Elva.
Let me see. What do you see around my spiritual journey?
Ah, I'm gonna pull a card and I'll let you go.
It's Marco. Is that Marco? I saw Elba. Is that Marco? Where, oh, it's in the bottom. Look, Lauren, just
it's Elba. Oh, yeah, her name's Elba.
Just pay attention to the bottom of the screen.
Yes.
Oh, Tracy, do you want me to jump in first, or were you?
Yeah, I'll go really quick, right? Because I'm just pulling cards. So if you want to connect, I'll give you a second to connect. Elba, I got you need to surrender. Right, that's probably your biggest hurdle at the moment is surrender, and just sit in the power and the presence of love. Right, that's what you need. So self-love needs to come in. Some healing needs to come in. There's a great technique called sitting in the power, since that's in as well, that you can do to help elevate your spiritual journey. But I feel like you're on this path and you're on the right path. So whatever you're doing the right way. Is just keep going, right? Don't give up, and you just got to keep going, keep going. What do you get, Lauren?
To just kind of jump into that a little bit, I kind of also got a sense that there's a lot of quiet or silence about your spiritual journey. Mm-hmm. So either you're feeling really closed in or haven't really found your tribe, your community of people that I feel like you can feel more open about this with. So there's definitely a sense of seeking. And one other piece is, you know, it feels like you're very intuitive, but you kind of bounce around other people's way that they send energy at you, which almost makes it confusing on how you trust your intuition. So I feel like the sitting in the power is beautiful, Tracy, because it will get you more centered to yourself so you can trust what you're hearing and not letting literally the living here interrupt that flow, but also to find out and really start finding and connecting with areas that you can step out more openly with in your abilities that kind of develop that more.
Good job.
And the card that I did pull was I choose to learn through love.
There you go. Yeah. Centered, love centered, right? Just be love centered. Yeah.
I love that.
All right. Who's next?
Our next person is going to be Shelly Dawson.
Hi, Shelly. Shelly. I got two cards for you, Shelly. I got the first one. It's time to focus on your inner light, right? And stop worrying about the circumstances that surround you and letting them affect you, if that makes any sense. I want you to protect, right? And don't allow things to affect you and your inner light, because then that just causes, I don't know, darkness. I want you to focus on yourself, right? So that you can see through the lens of love and not through the lens of hurt, pain, resentment, and that kind of thing. So definitely a healing journey. And then I got growth. You're on a growth journey as well. So it's time to look. Everything that's in the rearview mirror, leave it behind you. Leave it behind you. Leave it behind you, right? Just keep going forward. Keep moving forward. Growth. You're definitely on a growth pattern. All right. Who's next?
Cool. Okay. Let's see. So we've got one person who's Ileana.
Ileana, I'll let you go, Lauren. You want to go first?
Go for it.
Yeah, she's looking for a little bit of, it looks like a mediumship, Ileana, if you're there. You said you lost a friend recently and you're hoping that they're doing well. I always say that they're all doing better than we are down here, that's for sure.
This is hell, my love.
Generally, yes. The whole spirit world is doing a hell of a lot better than we're managing down here. So that's an A++ on their side. Ileana, let me reach out and see what steps in for me here. I'm not sure if you're looking to connect with a male or female presence. And I know you're looking for a friend, but I'll tell you just what steps in. I do have a woman that steps in here for me. I feel like she connects you almost like a sister or friend or kind of like an equal connection here. It feels like I have an illness perhaps passing or some fast moving health stuff that's going on here and feeling kind of cardio. Tracy, I can see you're actually putting your heart there too. And I feel like she didn't have a lot of time in preparation to acknowledge that she was leaving. Although I do feel like something's fastly approaching, she seems to be aware of. There's a sense of real fun times here with this one. So either you both used to laugh, hang out. I don't know if it's a little like party once in a while or enjoy, but there's definitely a sense that she brings in normally an essence of joy and vibrancy about her. And she kind of reminds me of me, someone who could talk quite well and a lot in her life. So I feel like I felt her kind of stepping in a little bit. I don't know, by the way, I'm so lost in it. She's giving us any affirmation. If you're still there, Ileana, you're getting a touch of this. I feel like there's a woman here who's trying to come in that connects you. She might be connected to family, though. So that's why I'm not sure if like sister, cousin, but might be also close like a friend in some way. Yes, lots of partying. Okay, so you're thank you, Liana. And
with I feel nails. I'm not sure what the nails are going, but
And the other feeling I get is a sense of gratitude for the space that you held for her, and have held for her since her passing. So it feels like in retrospect to either other aspects of her life, friends, family, you've kind of been there a little bit. Oh, that's a bit strange. She just kind of showed me that sometimes people maybe don't always let you interconnect, but to know that to keep connecting to those who are open to it.
Good job.
Anything in there you want to add in there, Tracy?
Hold away for a second. Hello, would love a reading. Okay, Lily. Okay, I'll let Cassie. She's be the bad guy. What does it say? Hello, would love a reading. If you're hearing or seeing anything good to look forward to on this journey, thank you.
I feel like this question is just being like, only tell me if there's something good.
Lots of good stuff.
I think our goal is usually to tell people that something good is happening. Sometimes we're going to talk about it. If we're talking about something that's not good, it's usually a challenge. It's not that we're trying to devastate you.
No, not at all. Anything good coming?
I'm going to.
So this one is for Lily. Can I take a quick energy into that as well? Because something just kind of jumped in here. I know you're looking for good things, Lily, and I don't know why I went right into the energy of relationship for you right now.
Okay.
Good. I feel like there's been some either shifts around relationships or I'm feeling a little unsettled in this part of your life right now, Lily. The good news is I do think it balances. So either a new energy is coming in or some balance with a current relationship is going to smooth out here quite soon, like within a few weeks, a month or so. But it feels like there's been, it's like a getting airplane turbulence around relationship, but that you've done, that you've been putting your heart there. So don't give up on that piece. So I hope that's good news there, Lily, in terms of love. So either current's going to balance out or you're going to find a new energy kind of bringing better balance into romance in your life.
Yeah. And I got the same thing. Don't be afraid. Like, don't be afraid for the next step is what I keep getting to. Like, there's some fear around it. So just don't be afraid. See the blessings when they come. Okay. See the blessings when they come.
I love that.
All right. What about Melody?
Everybody wants the good stuff. Is that
good?
We only want the good things.
I only want good
things.
That's
good, though. That means the world wants to move on and get better.
It does. Like, okay, I'm tired of this stuff. I'm tired. Well, yeah, I got a good one for that. I don't know what's coming, but I got the best card for you about your question. It's all about perspective.
Oh.
Right? So sometimes you got to change the perspective on what's happening around you. So I'm going to leave that with you. And I'll just tell you what it says. Look at things beyond your own keyhole. Right? So sometimes something looks one way because we're so close to the situation, but if you zoom out, you get to see the bigger picture. So sometimes you got to zoom out and see the bigger picture. Okay. And then it kind of changes and it'll flip in your head. All right. I'm going to let someone else go. That was just my little,
I'll just drop it. I haven't been picking much of a card, but I also picked the universe for her. So, I mean, that goes great with what you were just saying. It feels like you're entering a time where flow is also happening. So to me, universe is about flow. It's about, you know, usually unusual amounts of synchronicity, or the universe is opening up a portal of windfall for you right now. So, you know, really important time to just, you know, be, you know, kind of be like the wind, let it go with the flow, see where life takes you. But to me, that's always a good sign that some positive big shifts are coming.
Very positive. Yes. Who's next?
We have Lori Davis.
Ha! I knew it was going to be you because I wait till you see the card I picked for you. I was like, this is Lori's card. So if someone else gets picked, I'm just going to tell this to Lori. So Lori, this is meant for you, girlfriend. I picked a card for you and it says, ready? There's nothing sexier than living your authentic truth, right?
Oh, that's so true.
Just be you and be okay being you. That's it. Easy. It's not easy, but it's easy. Nothing sexier. You got something for Lori.
I know, it's funny, I like decided to pick a card too here too. She's got fulfillment of wishes on this side. So, I mean, this is really some good stuff for you, Lori. Almost like the universe card in the last one, a little bit different. This is a great time to really be putting out some wishes, some thoughts, really wanting to know what it is that you want to start to create right now. Lori, are you in a transition too around education or looking to study, bring in something new? This also feels like a great time to tackle that or make adjustments there as well.
Yeah, good job. Let me give Shelly a really quick message. Can anyone give me a message for my mom? So I already tapped into her psychically, but I pulled a card. I asked your mom, just give me one card, right? Just to help you. And it says, my vibes speak louder than my words. So that tells me that she's trying to communicate. She's trying to reach out,
yes.
Trying to show you that she's around, right? Even though she's not here physically and you can't hear her and see her, feel her vibes. Vibes speak loudly, right? And she's there and she's trying to show you. So I know sometimes she hasn't been gone very long and sometimes grief can just be so overpowering that we miss it, right? But I promise the time will come where you get past that. And you'll just have this awareness and you'll just start to see everything, right? My dad's been gone since I was 19 and I'm 52 now. And I get messages all the time from him because I just sit in awareness. I'm in a place of awareness all the time. Okay. That's really all it is. Yay. Thank you. I just wanted to say that and give that to her.
No, that's gorgeous.
Yeah. She promised she would come in a dream. Okay. Let me address the dream because dreams are difficult. Can you imagine your head, right? I can't imagine people trying to get into my head. So unless you're a part
or that they would want to.
Right. You know, my brain is on fire all night long. So I rarely have dreams of my loved ones. Rarely, rarely, rarely. And I'm a medium, right? And you would think my dad would come all the time if he could. But he literally can't break into my brain. Like my brain is on fire all the time, right? So you literally, especially if you're going through grief still, that can be a challenge and it can block it. So I don't be discouraged if she doesn't come in a dream. I find that dreams are just harder. I don't know why. I wish I knew why. But look for other things. Ask for a sign. Assign a sign. Like me and my dad, I assigned the dimes. And that's what I get all the time. And I know it's him because they're in the RAM today. Why was one of my gear shift, right? Just sitting there, perfect. Like, that's not me. So create a sign and then let her show you, okay? Yay. She is having so much, too much fun in heaven. Yeah, she is. She's good. Trust me. She's good. All right.
I love.
What time is it? Ah, it's 8:03. All right. I could go on forever. I just love our work. Thank you, everybody. We're sorry if we didn't get to you. The show just goes so fast.
It does.
Lauren, where can people find you if they want to reach out and get a reading?
LaurenRainbow.com. That easy?
That's a cool name.
Yes.
That's pretty magical. Yeah. That's pretty magical.
I feel blessed. It is, you know, a magical name for a magical life, so I can't complain.
Cassie, where can people find you?
They can find me at Stargazers Unite across all platforms. Stargazersunite.com.
Yay.
And Tracy, where can they find you?
They can find me at Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube now because of Cassie. but it's under the Red Couch Medium everywhere. You can just Google me, Red Couch Medium. You can find me as well. We had so much fun. Thank you all for joining us on Facebook, on YouTube. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lauren. Can we have you back someday? You're so much fun.
Please. No, thank you for having me and have me back anytime. I love it.
Yeah, we'll have a good time. Next time we'll have some drinks or something. We'll do a real happy hour.
That used to be my parlor trick. When I worked in a bar as a bartender, we would drink and do readings. Don't always recommend that. But that's not always recommended.
This is fun, right? This is a fun show. This is a fun show.
It is.
All right. With that, we will see you guys in 2 weeks. Be back. Take care, Floyd.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.